Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. You'll want to check out the July exhibit at the Depot in Duluth with work from three incredible contemporary artists. They're really the leading Ojibwe artists of the 20th century in Minnesota. Put on by the Duluth Art Institute and the St. Louis County Historical Society, the show is called Nihowij Anishinaabeg, translating to Four Friends, with work from the late George Morrison and Joe Gieshek, along with Carl Gaboy, who we're so lucky to have join us here on Radio Gallery. The fourth friend is you, the viewer. Carl shares his experience as he continues to develop new areas of study in his drawing, painting, and writing. Carl Gaboy.
I do watercolor, and I do regional art generally, but I'm best known for my Ojibwe scenes, my historic Ojibwe scenes. I co-authored several books combining Native American science and general science with my co-author, Ron Morton.
And now you're part of a new show at the Duluth Art Institute called Four Friends. Tell us about the new collective show.
The St. Louis County Historical Society wanted an exhibit for the early part of the summer and asked the Duluth Art Institute to do the nuts and bolts work putting it on. The exhibit included George Morrison and Joe Gieshek and myself. And, of course, George and Joe have passed on. And so I was the only one still alive. We three have been known as the top Ojibwe artists in the latter part of the 20th century. And I should say that there are dozens and dozens of Minnesota Ojibwe who did themselves proud to be well-known artists. So the art world is very blessed in the future for many of these artists that are working. But in our last hurrah, the three of us are in the Depot Gallery.
How fantastic to see a collection there all together.
It's interesting to see how different the three of us are. And I should say that if we were Canadians, we'd all be painting the same, because the Canadian style, called the woodland style, and the Algonquin legend painter style, art historians have placed those terms on this style, the sort of X-ray view of animals and mythical humans, we'd be all very similar. But because the boundary was put right in the middle of our nation, the Americans, like George and Joe and myself, went off in many different directions. What surprised me, because I really hadn't seen some of this work before, was their drawings and sketches. And both George and Joe, when you get down to the basic level of a pencil and paper, before it turns into a painting, they're both terrific. They're both fantastic.
And you must start with a nice pencil drawing, too, doing watercolor.
Well, actually, I don't. I go directly onto the watercolor paper. Someday, people are going to be very frustrated trying to find the drawings that were the basis of the watercolors. They'll never find them because I don't do them.
You have some new work in this show. Is that true?
Yes. The black and whites are brand new, and I did them this last spring. And they're to be illustrations for a new book that Ron and I are putting out on Ojibwe myths. And we've always treated that in our other three books, but this time we are going to not tie them into science or other cultural things. The myths are going to stand on their own. But we decided we had to do some illustrating of the myths, so I did a little variation here with ink wash rather than line drawing. As it turned out, we couldn't resist putting some science in there. I've been involved in doing mythical work lately, in the last couple of years. I used to do the mundane, everyday scenes of Ojibwe life, but I'm kind of moving toward that mythical aspect, because because it's tied in with a lot of ideas that I've had over the last 10 years or so on how the Ojibwe practice science, that is observable phenomena that can be predicted. And it's how I got into talking about Ojibwe astronomy, because of their observations of the sky and how that's repeated on a yearly basis, the movements of stars and planets, and the solar calendar and such things as that.
The work of Carl Gomboy is on display in the show Nihowiji Anishinaabeg at the Depot in Duluth through July, with a closing reception on Tuesday, July 24th from 5 to 8 p.m. Information and links at kumd.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to kumd.org. Thanks for listening.